Gratitude is a word we kick around a lot, isn't it? I'm Mary Lohman of the Christian Working Woman, and this week I'm talking about attitude. Should a Christian have a mostly positive attitude in life? Chuck Swindoll has said, "I'm convinced that life is 10% what happens to us and 90% how we react to it." Well, that 90% is attitude. We can't control the 10% that happens to us, but we can control how we respond. It's really important to understand that attitude is a choice. You see, lots of people want to blame their attitudes on the circumstances or on other people. They say, "Yeah, well, you wouldn't have a good attitude if you had my job," or, "I'd be positive if it weren't for my boss or my husband or my wife or my children," you know, fill in the blank. Or, "How do you expect me to be positive when I just lost my job?" But think about it. Nobody can make you have a bad attitude. I don't care how bad the situation is, if you don't choose to. And nobody can force you to have a good attitude. I don't care how good the situation is, if you don't want to. Your attitude is always your choice. In an age when we've taken the art of shifting blame to its highest levels, that may not sound good to your ears. It's a lot easier to blame it on others and let yourself off the hook. But if you don't face up to your responsibility for your own attitude, it will always control you, and you'll be in negative territory much of the time. Bill Marriott of the Marriott Corporation has a philosophy. He says, "We don't hire people and ask them to be nice. We hire nice people." What he recognizes is that training won't turn employees into good performers if their attitudes are rotten. And that is so true. When I taught customer service skills in the business world, I often felt a tinge of guilt as I urged people to stay positive when most of them didn't have God's power to help them do it. But for us Christians, we do have the incredible power of the Spirit of Christ living within us, and that means we can do what otherwise would be difficult or impossible without Him. Remember that one of our unique witnesses to the world should be that in spite of the circumstances, we can be joyful and positive. Tomorrow, we'll talk about how we can stay positive in a negative world. Well, our Zoom Bible studies continue every Tuesday evening at 7 p.m. Central Time. They are wonderful. You can join us at ChristianWorkingWoman.org.